Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. Over the past several weeks, I've been doing a family history-based project documenting my farm in northern Montana and the generations of my family that have owned the land. The project has been more than a detective story. It's been a lesson into the character of those individuals who make up my heritage. In addition, I've gained insight into what my family has left to me. I've been left a core value system centered on hard work and self-reliance. These factors characterize the pioneer Montana farmers and ranchers who survived in a most hostile environment. One decision central to the sustainment of the generations was the marriage of my great-great-grandfather into the Piegan Nation of the Blackfeet Tribal Confederation. My great-great-grandmother's name was Siapi, called Ellen in English, I guess. My great-great-grandfather married into the Blackfeet tribe to secure his ranch and homestead. I started out researching verifiable births and deaths. I then expanded the project into the books and family records that were available. In these books and other documents, I found primary source accounts of frontier exploits. From hostile Indian attacks to severe winter weather, my family survived it all. At one point, my great-great-grandfather, Edward Lewis, was shot in the hip. For the rest of his life, until 1914, he walked with a limp. The cane he used is now in possession of my nephew. Lewis was born in 1837 and at age 18 hired out on a Missouri River longboat and made the long trip up the Missouri River to Fort Benton, Montana. He was one of the first settlers in Montana Territory. In the late 1860s, he ordered a Childs rocker for his new daughter, Isabel, and that rocker shipped upriver from St. Louis. He picked the rocker up at the river port and took it to his ranch home by horse-drawn wagon. Today, that rocker has a prominent spot in my granddaughter's bedroom. I have also learned that my great-great-grandmother, Ellen Siapi, was the daughter of Miapi, Heavy Shield, a Blackfeet war chief and renowned horse thief. Heavy Shield was married to Owl's Child. The two were killed in 1878 by a Gros Ventre war party. I must admit my fascination with this ancestry project is addictive. I have traced, documented, and researched both families, and my wife and I have learned a great deal about our relatives. In addition to the Indian connection, my family is traceable to French, Canadians, Scots, Irish, and English relations. My wife's family, on the other hand, is all Italian. When we get a couple of generations back in her lineage, we run into departure ports and Italian villages. But we have not been able to get into the European birth records. Looking back across the generations gives me a deep appreciation for the generations who gave everything to begin new lives with only the courage and dreams for their future. I can't help but wonder if generations that will follow us will understand, like our parents and grandparents, that success comes through one's own character and self-motivation and not from the government handout. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.